our first Paddle Lab for Autism Day. And when we first started, we were looking into how we could create an Eagles event that was unique to the city and create a day that is really, really fun for families who have someone on the autism spectrum. And we then try and look to see who we can partner with. And in our own backyard is Children's Hospital. And they're one of the premier hospitals in the world.
It's a great outlet for families who often, you know, don't have safe, inviting places to go where all the staff are really trained to understand the special needs of some kids with autism. So having a venue like this where they know that they can come and they don't have to have concerns, they can connect with other families, they can connect with some of the staff here who know about autism, they can see the Eagles players and cheerleaders. I mean, it's really a special event for them.
This is so gratifying for me. Whether it's Eagles Youth Partnership or the Eagles, our focus are our children. And so whether it's our playground builds where we try and create a safe environment for children, and to be able to dream big, Paddle Up for Autism becomes a safe place for families and their kids who are on the autism spectrum. Everybody's out on the field, everybody's on the concourses, everybody's in the clubs. This is fun for the entire family, for the siblings, for the parents, for the kids who have autism. It's beyond belief.
Oftentimes they have trouble with changes in routines, trouble with novelty, trouble with loud things and loud areas. So being able to bring their children out to public areas without the fear of something going wrong, or if something does go wrong, knowing that there's support there for them, it is really, really terrific.
Besides the funds that go to research, you know, is there an event that could be for families with autism? Is there an event that can create awareness? Can it be fun? Can it encompass all those different components? And Paddle Up for Autism, that's it.